This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 273 for Friday, February 19th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workinson. The ICE Futures canola market was stronger Friday morning, hitting fresh contract highs once again as the ongoing rally showed no signs of slowing down. Canola is up by $5 to over $16. The most active May contract up $9.80 at $736.80 per ton. Concerns over tightening old crop supplies remain the key driver as the market works to try and ration demand. Gains in Chicago soybeans and soy oil also provided underlying support. However, a firm tone in the Canadian dollar this morning, trading over 79 U.S. cents, did put some pressure on values. Profit-taking at the highs and a scale-up hedge selling also tempered the advances to some extent. In the U.S., soybeans and corn are higher, while wheat is turning mixed. Soybeans up 3 cents in the May contract at $13.80 per bushel. The USDA is holding its annual Ag Outlook Forum this week, with today's news out of that forum including the first supply-demand estimates for the upcoming crop year. While U.S. acres and production are both expected to be up on the year, solid demand is expected to continue, and the USDA is forecasting tight soybean ending stocks for the second year in a row. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales were in line with expectations, with about 500,000 tons of old crop business and an additional 170,000 tons of new crop sales. The advancing Brazilian harvest did remain a bearish influence, with weather uncertainty there being followed closely. Corn, it's trading near unchanged, up a quarter cent in the May contract at $5.49 and a quarter. Weekly U.S. corn export sales of about 1.2 million tons of old and new crop business combined were in line with expectations. U.S. corn ending stocks for the upcoming crop year are forecast at 1.55 billion bushels. That would be just slightly above the 1.5 billion bushels forecast for the current year. Wheat futures, they are backing away from earlier gains, posting losses in most months now. Chicago down 4 cents, down 3 cents in the May contract at $6.62 per bushel. Kansas City steady in May at $6.43 per bushel. And Minneapolis spring wheat down 0.75 cents in the May contract at $6.42 per bushel. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales of 400,000 tons of old crop and 214,000 tons of new crop were at the higher end of expectations, providing some support. Ideas that the U.S. spring wheat acres this upcoming year will be lower on the year were a bit supportive for Minneapolis futures, with ongoing uncertainty over the impact of recent cold temperatures on winter wheat also somewhat supportive for those contracts. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, February 19th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Workinson.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.